It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who were born to void your warranty. It's Patch and Switch. Somebody finally paid the band, I see.
It's nice to have you back, and we're all in the same spot, and
yeah.
We're just all working. There's no construction going on outside.
Well, there's minor construction going on outside. I'm glad that we were finally able to deal with the overdue invoice from the band.
Yeah.
That's been the issue. Apparently, your bill pay, the auto pay that you had set up, it doesn't work when you don't have money in the account.
Yeah.
So, thank you,
band. We resolved all that. Thank you for playing. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
You, we appreciate. Thank you.
Who are you pointing to?
I don't know. I'm just excited by this new camera setup that we have.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. We somewhat look professional.
I Facebooked the picture, and I Instagrammed the picture.
Shall we play a game?
It looks very kind of robotic, but it's nowhere near automated or anything else like that.
No?
No. But imagine that. We're running. We're on time.
We are.
The cameras worked.
The sound effects have worked so far.
The sun is shining.
No, it's not, actually. It's rainy and cold. I'm wearing a hoodie in the middle of June.
I still have my coat on.
Yeah. I know, right?
It's chilly.
It's like, goodness gracious. Are you kidding?
When's the last time you wore a coat in a server room? And probably very much you wore a coat in a server room.
You know what? I generally didn't.
No?
No. No, because normally if I was in there for any length of time, it was generally because I'm crawling underneath the crawl space or racking a server
stuff,
or something.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So
yes,
we've got people, and my microphone just clipped there,
what?
So I'm like, I gotta fix that. There's people in the chat room, so a big welcome to Mr. Black Swede, Oddity, Ledwig, TE Cable Guy, Kowski has joined us, Kevin Hoyle has joined us, Chuck Rocks Canada. Thank you for joining me on my show on Saturday. That was cool to see you. Vizio MVP, Super Tech Boy, AZ Growler Guy, where I do believe they actually fresh baking people outside in Arizona. It's 192 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So it's like Subway, fresh baked, right?
Wow. I know I talked with AZ Growler Guy a couple weeks ago, and I was complaining it was going to get 85 over the weekend. And he's like, it's going to get 129 here.
Did it actually get to 85? It didn't.
That's a little hot.
It didn't. That's a dry heat. It's a dry heat.
They always say,
did you see the picture that's floating around on Facebook? It's a dry heat, and it's like... It's like you're out at a spa, right, with the white towel down and everything, and it's like this ashen outline of a human.
A human that's been disintegrated.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Derek Billingsley has joined us, so good to see you, a new guy.
A what?
I believe Derek Billingsley being a new guy.
We got a newbie?
Yeah, there's a newbie in the chat room, so got to say hello.
I think.
You know him?
If this is really
I
Derek
know him.
I gotta refresh my chat room. Sorry.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
There we go. St. John, New Brunswick, or maybe Quispamsis.
Another Canadian,
eh? He actually got me involved with the internet, with the Silly Society.
The Silly Society?
It was an NNTP chat room that was run off of a, I think it was NNTP chat room, or maybe it was Usenet group, probably Usenet group, off the terminals in university back in 1989. cool stuff.
Kevin Hoyle says, new guy brings the beer.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Did we say hello to Ledwig? Did I mention him?
Hello to Ledwig.
Well, he's here.
Yes.
And paying attention at least until we talk about beer.
Yes.
So I was not here. I was absent in the last episode. Been changes. I see that we've lost we've lost the power plant.
The power,
we no longer have circuit breakers
behind
us. Yeah,
the circuit breaker boxes are gone.
Yeah.
We've made a request to Larry that we're going to actually get some fathead stickers made up to be able to put on the walls of the new studio that make it look like it has those power things on there.
OSHA finally caught up with us and said, can't have Rick and power panels in the same room.
Is that what it was?
Within 36 feet of a power panel. They can't have me in the same room with it, just to make sure. And they've also they've patched up the walls and left some of the scratches behind still.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, there's still big holes. They patched things, and then there's like, there's stuff ripped off the walls and big holes.
Oh, actually, I just did
gouges.
That. I just did that.
Oh, you just did that?
Yeah, I took the camera mount off.
Oh, they're going to love you for that.
I figured they're going to patch the holes in the wall anyway.
Okay.
They'll be able to fix it up. And for assistance, if anyone can use some cross charges, over.
So,
okay.
I heard we had new budget, but it was all in British pounds.
It's too early, Jason.
Too early?
Okay. It's too early. I'll mute his mic if he keeps going like that.
We can do that. We have the power.
Oh, you know what we could do is we could draw a picture of the panels in crayon on the wall. I'm sure they'd love that.
I was like, you know, we need to find a corner of the room where we can put a Sharpie and we can sign our names, Patch and Switch, we're here, after they've done the paint job in here.
After they've painted? Yeah.
Or lift the ceiling tile and do that or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, that might be cool.
We could do it.
Yeah, all right.
We could do it.
So last week...
It was pretty uneventful, except for the fact that thing worked. I had to fake the music.
You had to fake the music. I told you had to pay the bill.
I know. So I had to fake the music. We had to do a false intro. There's this inspection going on over there. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Staring at the
You know there's a show going, right?
Oh, sorry. Squirrel.
It's shiny.
I don't know. It was lacking a certain energy without you around. It's Larry's great.
Or did you decide that you were going to go without coffee again like you did the one episode? Yeah, I've quit coffee last night.
And I was cranky. Yeah. No. You know?
You didn't do that. No.
We sold this coffee again. Apparently we're buffering. But that's got to be a Channel 9 issue. Yeah, that can't be us.
No, it's not us.
That can't be us.
I know. I didn't unplug that over there, so we're good.
No? Okay.
We're good.
Is anybody else concerned that the network switch gear is sitting inside of a plastic tub?
Sitting inside of a plastic tub on top of a bunch of other wires and cable connectors. It's perfectly fine. Just don't look at it.
Okay.
It'll work.
It's in the corner of your shot.
Yes. It is? You can see it? Oh, yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. It is. There's where the network
now
runs into the building.
Now they're going to seal of our secrets.
I know.
How we're all connected up.
Hey, Jen's secrets here.
Nice.
You like that? You like how I did that? That was pretty good, right?
Very nice transition.
Nice segue.
Was that good? Yeah. We got the studio audience back too. Ah, see, there you go. Yeah. I was on an airplane.
Over Romania?
I was somewhere between Romania and London, actually, the United Kingdom.
At the time when the show was on.
When the show was on, yes. Was headed back from, so I was in Bucharest, which was fantastic, cool city.
Mm-hmm.
I had an amazing dinner, amazing team. Of people who work at our Fast Track Center. So those of you guys who are working on...
We need a cough
Sorry.
Button. We don't have a cough button. Need some water?
No, I'm good. I've got coffee.
Okay.
Water? What's that? If it's only if it's been run through grains boiled with hops.
Nice.
So anyway, visited our Fast Track Center. So Fast Track, for those of you who don't know, if you are... deploying Office 365 or anything in the EMS suite, so Intune, Azure Active Directory, Premium, you can actually take advantage of some support resources that are there to help you walk through deployment. That's the Fast Track Center.
Got it.
And we've got one in Reading. We've got one in Bucharest, and I went to visit them. And some fantastic and really smart people got into a discussion on some of the app proxy stuff that Azure Active Directory Premium does that enables you to kind of proxy through to internal like SharePoint website stuff. And leveraging my skills of being the IIS evangelist way, way back about 9 or 10 years ago. Well, about 8.5 years ago. It was one of the... Yeah, I did SQL Server and then I did IIS for about 50 seconds.
Five weeks apiece.
Like, it's like all the proxy stuff. I'm like, oh, I remember this stuff now. Oh, the ISA stuff. Oh, I remember this now. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. And then, of course, London. What can I say? Still love the city. They have a trend going on in the Londons right now.
Yes.
They love the American folks. Beers. The craft beer movement.
So you're getting all the beer that you get at home over when you're in London as opposed to the stuff.
I did have a bottle of 312 while I was there.
Nice.
That I probably paid twice as much for.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was probably about the same what I paid for it here in Seattle. They're buffering again. Are you guys using Rick's router?
Sorry. I specially purpose built this router just for the show today.
Nice job, Super Tech Boy. Oh, MKE077 has joined us as well. Anyway, reduce your speed down to 480. I think it might work. I think there may be some streaming issues. I don't know. It's raining outside. Anything
it's raining
could be
outside,
happened.
But this is, again, this is not Channel 9. This is actually livestream.com that we're using.
Oh, yeah. So it could be them. Yeah.
It's them.
Okay.
They should switch to Azure.
They should. So anyway, London and beer. I get to it more in beer talk, but it was fantastic. First thing I did, Wagamama.
Yeah, of course. Did you get it in the airport, or did you get
Actually, we did actually have it at the airport when we left, but actually the first night I actually...
Wagamama.
Actually, the first night I had fish and chips with mushy peas.
Even with mushy peas. Even
yes.
better.
It's fantastic.
Now you're making me hungry right now.
I know, right? It's early. So anyway, that's where I was. So I apologize for missing
the light
show.
Fixture over there? What is that?
It's like...
It's fluorescent
sheet metal.
Yeah, it's essentially the construction lighting. The construction.
It's a version. Oh, it's a construction temporary one.
Yeah,
I'm like, that doesn't look very designer.
Yeah, it's temporary construction.
Wow.
So anyway, what have you been doing?
Are we officially in the segment now? From the trenches.
Oh, I figure I was talking about work, kind of, so we might as well do it. Yeah.
I had the best Geek Disney World experience of my life.
Geek Disney World.
I was in. Data center.
Oh.
I was in an Azure data center. Or not an Azure data center. I was in a data center. Can't tell you exactly what's inside of it, but there was...
Servers?
let's just say in this particular data
center...
Are there
routers?
It is quite large. I got to walk amongst the servers that were not inside of production areas. Having a problem here?
In a world where an IT man walks among the servers.
Nice.
Man.
Yes. So the
total
so
book
they,
of Eli there.
So they have an area set up that you can go through that's not actually running the real stuff, because obviously that's compliance issues if you have to, you know, walk
compliance
in the actual
issues
real
the stuff. Fact that you're walking into a data center.
Yeah, so the I was not in the area where they actually had Azure. We had MSIT stuff in there.
Yeah, they let them walk through the MSIT stuff, but not Azure.
We knew where to reach you. It's all good.
But just the whole level of sophistication, what's going on with the hot and the cold aisles, the airflow channels and all that sort of stuff, and the discussion around what temperature we should be running our data center rooms at, and originally had them down really, really low, and then we raised them up like 20 degrees and everything's fine and within spec and all sort of really coolness. And then I got to see the different levels of the generations of the data center technologies, 1 through 5, for what they were at, which is very, very coolness. And just the sheer size and scale of it, man. Like this one data center, which is not our largest. It's definitely large. It's not our largest. Guess how many football fields?
3?
Just guess. 12. And that's on the one building I was in. And that's just one of the buildings.
Wow.
That's there.
Wow.
They don't advertise where it is. They just give you the town name. They don't tell you where in that town. There's no sign in the front that says, Microsoft Data Center over here at all.
I know the one you went to, and I know the buildings. I know exactly what you're saying.
It's kind of cool, right?
So
it's mixed in amongst a whole bunch of other stuff. You never would know. Unless, of course, you're looking at spy satellites,
yep.
And then you see all the chillers, and you see all the other things that are there. That
or
you're able to
like
where it is.
Google Maps or Bing Maps.
Yeah, I know. So our friends at Google put it on the plate for what it is, where we are.
Kind of cool. Did you... So MKEO77 says, were there any cables? I want to know, what does the cable management look like in a data center like that?
See, there's cool things because...
Is it nice and neat, or is it like chaos?
There's two different forms of it. Like at one particular form, you've got cables that go fiber down to the concentration points, and then they go copper from the concentration points down into the servers, traditional. Or they've got the same ones that actually go fiber all the way to the servers themselves, which is obviously cleaner and neater. It's there. It depends on the generation. It's all there. It depends on which generation is you're looking at. The diversity of the platform, the number of builds of different types of servers that are in there, the way it's been designed, some great discussion that was going on. But it was a 3.5-hour freaking bus ride to get there.
Oh, I know where you went.
And then another 3 hours for the tour, another 3.5 freaking bus ride to get home.
3-hour tour.
I know, right? I was waiting for the bus to get stranded somewhere to be able to be there.
Just sit right back in your tail.
But, you know, they've got kick bikes that you can ride in the hallways, but they wouldn't let me use one.
Is there an insurance issue?
They refused to let me inside the room with the drive shredder.
Oh.
I wanted to use the drive shredder. If you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up drive shredder, hard drive shredder in data warehouses. Very, very cool. You could look through the window at it. It wasn't being used at the time. But, you know, have you ever seen one of those... sandblasting machines that you stick your hands inside the big gloves.
Yeah, and I've used sandblasters.
That's where the drive, you could see that in the drive shredder. It's there.
So you actually have to go in with protective things to shred the
drive?
You got to
take the drive and you got to put it in something. And the pieces are all over. Like you put a drive in and each piece comes out smaller than a grain of sand.
Shut up.
And some other cool stuff I found out, you know, for disposing of data. What do you think is the easiest way to go off, besides drive shredders, to go off and dispose of data off of a disk that's low business impact, not critical, that sort of stuff? What do you think they do?
Power drill.
Even easier.
Big magnet.
Even easier.
Easier than a big magnet?
They shoot it.
What?
Really? Oh.
There's a special setup. They put the drive inside of it. Poof, gone. Next drive, poof, gone. Next drive, poof, gone. I'm like, can I try that? No.
There's insurance issues. We have insurance issues with that one.
So again, I got to stress, all the stuff I'm talking about is all in the areas that has nothing to do with production, nothing to do with anything. It's all internal stuff, unfortunately. But I got to walk around I got to see the building where the other stuff was and different ideas on things. And it's very impressive. I was not allowed to tweet. I was not allowed to take any pictures. I was not allowed to reveal any state secrets about what's going on.
Other than shooting hard drives.
But it was very, very cool. Very, very cool deal. And, you know, I walked away. Literally, I was inspired about our vision for what we're doing and how we're doing it and how we're growing and everything else like that. And it's like reinvigorates. And I work in the Azure Cloud team, and I actually got to see something that is like, oh, that's where it is.
Oh, so that's what happens when I press that button.
That's pretty cool.
Odyssey from the Trenches customer disabled directory sync service account in Office 365 because they didn't want anyone logging in with the account. They then wondered why nothing was syncing.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Just a small issue.
Yeah.
Are you running 80 Connect Help? Did you check to make sure? Okay. Did you have to, Oddity asked, did you put a Mickey clean suit on before you entered the data center?
They had us walk over flypaper.
He wants to know also if they had a Tomorrowland section in the data center, if it's a Disney World.
It's a small world after all. There's an earworm for you. No, they actually had, they pride themselves on cleanliness. That's there.
The audience is way behind. Yeah.
And they actually have these sticky mats that you have to walk on top of before you go inside each of the rooms.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Like the sticky mats on that basketball players step on before they go on the court, I bet.
It's really kind of weird having to walk on that stuff. And then they also, it's kind of interesting. It turns out that we're like out of the big three, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. We're the only ones that actually allow customers to go off and take data center tours.
Yeah.
You don't actually get a data center tour if you go to Amazon or if you go to Google.
Did not know that.
In a similar environment like what we have those data. There's actually six guys that do these tours. Five of them are externally focused and one is internally focused. Mm-hmm. We got the internal focus guy.
Oh, so you got the good stories?
We got the good stories. None of which I can talk about.
It's actually more fun on the bus, I think, than in the data center itself, isn't it?
Kind of cool. Although, hilariously
the stories,
enough,
right? Because he tells the stories on the bus, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he
tells stories on the bus. But they were talking an awful lot about preppers.
Like doomsday preppers?
Doomsday prepping. Shall we play a game? Basically, yes. Because, you know, if you're looking at data centers, you have to think about all this disaster recovery and preparedness and stuff like that. So it's just this like only one step further over the line to start talking about the prepping side of things.
Oh, yeah.
So interesting conversations about FEMA exercises, Black Hawk helicopters in downtown L.A., and all that sort of stuff.
I remember when we were doing the business continuity stuff for Treasury back in the day, and it was, I mean, there's actually, they probably didn't show you, there's a room over in that data center that is
they talked about it.
Oh, the Treasury.
They talked about it. Yeah. They talked about it.
Yeah. That's a big plan that, you know, if something should happen over here on the west side, we move Treasury to.
You have to get to the other side over there.
Exactly.
Craziness.
To Redacted City.
Yeah. No, it's.
Redacted.
Yeah. It was absolutely inspiring. Great stuff to be able to see. And, you know, very cool.
Sounds like fun.
If I could talk about it over beer, I would. But I'm having over coffee, and this is all I can say.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's, and other than that, you know, work wise, I've become a licensing person.
So is your answer just it depends? Like
so
Wes?
I'm boring Wes's comments an awful lot, but I've become a
it
licensing
depends.
Person for
it depends.
A particular database software of well known renown. Over the last little while.
Competitor to the sequel?
Competitor to the sequels.
Okay.
Answering a lot of questions there. And interesting stuff. Fox Pro.
FileMaker Pro.
Fox Pro on Azure. Yes. We have an image for that. I'm actually also just finished troubleshooting.
Visual Fox Pro, know, man.
I'm actually troubleshooting an issue right now that I think I managed to resolve with regards to a Linux image that is being deployed that is old enough that it's missing the proper integration pieces inside the kernel to be able to properly access external storage on Azure.
Inside the kernel?
You got it. So I love the way I figured it out. The boot logs, serial output on Linux machines. Have you seen those?
The boot logs, the Linux boot logs, yeah.
But the button you can now press inside the portal has been there for about 6 months. You can press a button.
Oh, I didn't know there was a button in the portal.
You can press a button in the portal, and basically it gives you the screen output for troubleshooting purposes of your machine. So you can actually see the quote-unquote console of a Windows server, and you see the clock with the login prompt, so you know that it's there.
Yeah.
Or you can see if it's dead, basically. And on Linux boxes, you see the entire serial output of what's going on the main boot screen. And I would basically see this constantly trying to get access denied, trying to get access denied, trying to get access denied for something. So I filed a bug and a ticket, and it was resolved.
Oh, well done.
Happy day.
Well done.
It's quite excellent.
I haven't done anything.
Nice.
I'm generating Power BI reports.
Actually, I'm not. Actually, MKE077 is working with my team.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. Guy comes in and, you know, I'm still relatively FNG on the team, right? And guy comes in and, you know, knocks on the door and he's like, so do you know this guy? He says to say hello. I don't know why you would know him. And I'm like... Oh, long story. Long story. Yeah, really long story. Let's see. I traveled. We talked about that. We talked about you're from the trenches. People are just randomly walking by and staring at us in the aquarium today. Should we go to the second segment of the show?
We can.
So we've done From the Trenches. Do you want to talk about beer money? My throat. Goodness gracious. The never-ending story. Can you put your phone down for a second?
Sorry. It's our potential guest had arrived, but then he's like, yeah, I have to do other work. Sorry.
Oh, all right. Nice. So, beer money.
Me or you? Like, have you done tech support recently?
Have I done tech support?
Yeah.
Actually, I patched a original Surface device last night that hasn't been on in probably 6 to 8 months.
You know, I'm dreading having to turn on my RT device.
That was an RT device.
How long did it take?
I don't know. I left it on overnight.
Nice.
Yeah. I left it on overnight. Just so that... that guy just got on the call, so he has to drop. So Peter, or MKEO77 has to leave because the guy was just referencing who came to my office is now joining the call because they're working through their deployment of AADP, Azure Active Directory Premium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I did the patching because it's the movie device for in the car.
Yeah.
When the fam does the long road trip. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because the RT device does, the battery life is pretty spectacular.
Works well
right?
For that, for sure.
Yeah.
Works well for sure.
So did you get your router fixed yet?
No.
What is this?
Still
the regular question? Like, okay, my issue
we
now.
We've got a separate section of the show.
It's just Rick's router. The issue we have right now is that the entire internet surfing population. Nice. The entire internet population of my house is home 24/7 now.
Oh, God.
So I don't have. It's critical downtime is not acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't, like, I'm going to take that out.
So you have to go through change control.
I have to go through a change control, then log it and schedule it.
Yeah, the change
control
board.
I might
try
to do it this weekend because 3 of the 5 participants in the household are going to be away.
Oh, okay.
So I could probably rip it out and take it down to the Comcast Xfinity office downtown and then stand in line and say, give me a new one. No, I don't want the one in the plastic bag. I want a new one in a box.
Good
a new
luck
one in
on
the box,
that one.
Please. Because I get the last one. This is the one I got from the plastic bag, and it's obviously not working.
Yeah.
So continues.
Yes,
you know,
it still continues.
The saga continues. You know what? I think I'm going to live tweet it. I'm going to go down and do it.
Periscope.
Are you going to broadcast live on Facebook?
I can broadcast live on Facebook. Periscope it. Yeah. Hey,
I have noticed that you're back on Facebook again. What's up with that?
The reason why I'm back on Facebook again is because I have a phone that has a Facebook app.
So the whole reason you weren't on Facebook had nothing to do with like any personal feelings toward Facebook. It's, it's just you couldn't get to it.
No, it wasn't all that great of an experience. Now I'm actually using Facebook again because the phone actually works out well for that.
Okay.
Although, hey, I hear good news.
What's that?
The icon from Verizon is getting Windows 10 today.
Yes, it is. So is the 1520.
1520 from AT&T. Congratulations.
Welcome to Windows Phone 10.
Yeah. But, no, I'm doing some Facebook stuff. You and I are at the beer thing over the weekend. I was tweeting some pictures from that. And also
we'll get to that topic shortly.
Just the two of you? Okay, whatever.
Yes, you were invited. There. You didn't show up.
You didn't show up for it on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. that event. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the one coming this weekend.
No. That's
you did not want me this past weekend.
That's good. I'm glad you
at least you finally accepted it.
Wow.
But
you set yourself up for that.
Yeah, I
did.
You did set yourself up for that.
No, it was not a fun weekend for me.
Vizio MVP says, change control. Your window of maintenance is 3 a.m. to 5 a.p.
Yeah.
You must be quiet. What's 5 a.p.?
Atlantic, I don't know.
Atlantic Pacific time?
I think that was it should have been an M instead of a P.
I know. I'm just, yeah.
So, I will do a switch, and I will report back my findings and how that worked.
Okay.
And if it still doesn't work, then what I might just do is say, F it. Go down to Fry's, buy myself my own surfboard modem, and then just use it. I mean, like, they go on sale, but they don't go on sale for all
Well, so I've noticed some random where, like, it'll just not play nice for a minute, and I think I'm getting it, too, some of the similar issues, but I think mine is DNS-related, and I think if I got a...
It's not DNS-related. It's the actual other processes on that gateway that are slowing down.
I'm just so late, it's not that big of an impact for my house. Because I can connect and surf most of the... It's literally only for a few seconds.
No, I see. Mine has gone into periods of minutes or more.
So I've actually been running into something at my house where it's been slowing down. But I'm using alternate DNS servers from Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and checked. And actually, the DNS servers that I've been using are bad responders now. So I've changed my DNS servers and everything's gone fine again.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Gone are the days you run your own DNS server in your house and do forwarders?
I've stopped doing that. I don't connect to the Comcast DNS servers, though. I connect to their...
The Googles?
Well, no. GRC.com, he's got a DNS testing tool that has a whole bunch of public DNS servers.
Yeah.
And I go with the fastest ones.
Do you run your own DNS server at home?
I do not.
Do you think it would solve your problem if it's DNS related? Because I thought that Comcast DNS.
I was going to take DNS off of the router so that the modem / router isn't doing it, put another router in place that's doing
DNS stuff. Yeah. It's an option.
Forwarding. Because Mr. Bruce suggested that.
Yeah. I've done the forwardings, so it didn't seem to solve it.
See, my firewall does it. I've got a Staro security gateway, and it does the DNS, but it goes out to certain DNS
servers.
Can
you update that?
Yes.
Like when we're trying to play video games?
I'm finally able to update my Astaro security. I bought a new one. Bruce loaned me one. I was able
the external
to do
the DVD.
But then I bought another one just to have.
I don't have it anymore.
Lost the microphone.
What you're talking
there.
About.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't have it.
You're going to find it like on a shelf in the beer garage.
You know, I need to clean it up to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like
Nerd Pile joined us today.
Oh, nice.
Anyone have a recommendation for configuring Exchange with dynamic DOS instead of dynamic DNS instead of static IPs for a lab environment?
What?
I don't know.
Dynamic DOS.
Configuring Exchange with dynamic DNS. I think it's meant to be DNS, not DOS. But
there you go.
Dynamic DNS instead of static IPs. You know, it's been so long since I've dealt with Exchange. I'm like, I don't even... Why do you have to have static IPs? I don't know.
Who was it? Exchange Goddess?
Exchange Goddess. Say,
she was doing a live running Exchange in the modern world kind of session yesterday, I think.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have the answer to your question, but maybe somebody in the chat room does. Yeah. She's far smarter than we are.
Yeah, last time I touched Exchange in production, it was like 2010 or something like that.
Really? The last time I've touched Exchange is 2000.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than to set one up in a lab environment to run. Yeah.
Last time I touched DNS or Exchange was on my Office 365 subscription.
Nice.
Somebody else runs it for me.
you put in the... You auto-discovered?
Yep.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Do we want to talk about random spending? Have you spent randomly? Have you bought any new toys?
I'm on a restricted budget right now.
Is there a story behind this?
No, it's just...
It's that time of year, isn't it?
That time of year, my significant others kind of said, dude, would you stop buying things, please?
Yet every night when you go home, there's boxes from Amazon sitting there.
I'm almost to the point where I've got to add in my secondary address of my office at work.
Yep.
So I get them delivered to work instead.
There actually is an Amazon locker over in the comments.
It's not Amazon locker. It's you ship it to the packaged... At one Microsoft Way care of
anything can go there.
Oh, there you go.
And you get a little locker at the...
They'll email
you. Stop trying to enable me. So honestly, the last thing I bought, it's been so insignificant. There's because of the preponderance of fruit devices in my house. And the preponderance of teenagers visiting my house now that it's summertime. All these cables are going missing. For some reason.
Oh, the lightning cables.
The lightning cables are disappearing all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so I finally said, blankety blank, 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 stop taking my cable. Get off my lawn.
Kids, get off my lawn.
And I decided to buy, there's a sale on just recently of some Kevlar shielded lightning cables that were on sale in my favorite Kijiji site. Or Kijiji, not Kijiji. Kinja.
Yeah.
Kinja site.
Kijiji.
You know what Kijiji is?
No.
Kijiji is the Craigslist of Canada.
Oh, is it?
Okay. So that's why I defaulted to Kijiji. So yeah, they're a good sale. I got some three footers and six footers, and they're really nice. Get a what?
Get a Mophie case.
No, I don't want the stupid USB connector anymore, man. You know how many of those things I broke? Putting the damn thing in upside down, and it breaks off the... Then your phone's useless. It wouldn't work.
Okay, whatever.
So I got
At least with the lightning cable, it doesn't matter which way.
No, I love that, except for the fact it's... I can almost get it plugged in correctly when it's dark. For some reason, the way my case is right now, it looks as though I miss the alignment on it and kind of goes just awry. And I have to go and put it
in. I'm a big fan of the Anker lightning cables.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't gotten the
Kevlar line ones,
but the Anker ones, because you can get 3-pack for like $6 or $8 or whatever.
Ooh, I did do some random spending that
What's
I can share.
What?
What did I do?
I don't know.
I hacked into the wiring cable, the wiring harness of my Jeep, and configured.
Oh, that's right. You got you got rid of your spare tire. Got a tramp stamp. That's right. We were talking about.
Wow.
Wait, is this too inappropriate to post on Twitter? I'm like, yes.
I got rid of my spare tire because it doesn't fit on my car anymore because of the bigger tires. And I realized before getting a ticket that you have to have the third brake light.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll get a ticket.
Yes, you will.
Unless your car is older than 1986.
And yours isn't.
And it's not. So I managed to find a very neat little solution that was a rear brake light and LED illumination for license plates that fit on my license plate bracket, which was relocated above the tramp stamp on my Jeep. And so now it's called a tramp stamp.
It is.
I understand.
And it... it now is properly wired up, and I was very concerned I was going to get the wrong.
Yeah, when we were talking on Sunday, you were all worried about getting that wired up.
So there's no easy way. I'm simply splicing into the wire. So I said, screw it. I'm going to do it. I know how to solder. You know, woohoo, difficult. Yeah. I got that up and working.
Well, doing it right can sometimes be difficult.
Yeah, but I actually used heat shield shrink wrap on it, so it's nicely done. Nice. It's all waterproof. Instead of using the crush connectors that they gave me, I actually used proper solder with resin and everything else like that. That was good. It was a good little time.
A little bit of racing.
And I did a good job actually tucking all the wires away so you can't tell that it was done.
Oh, very nice.
So I was prepping for when I want to do my speaker upgrade on the Jeep at some point.
Let's see. We've got some announcements in the chat room. Paul Cunningham wrote a nice article a few months back on Dynamic DNS with Exchange and link provided. So there you go, Oddity. Who is asking about the Dynamic DNS recommendation. Super Tech Boy providing that recommendation. Thank you very much. Oddity says you should put a glow-in-the-dark sticker on your phone to see in the dark.
That would work.
Vizio MVP says Rick, USBs are easy. Like the repairman, the crack is in the back.
Nice. I like that
Wow.
One.
That was a nice one.
And hey, IT Prayer actually says, how about spinning up your own Linux DNS server in Azure?
Nice.
But see, it still needs to go out.
Yeah.
And I think it's inside going out.
Yeah, no, I think honestly issue. That the residential gateway for Xfinity,
yes.
I believe, does, I'm not going to say deep packet inspection. I think it's just stupid and does blocks.
Probably.
That you can't do port 53 going out.
See, I guess that's why it's different for me. I'm on business class.
So. Yeah, business class. Business it's class. Like you fly in business class or something. We're here stuck with the cattle class. With their internet providers.
Cattle.
Sometimes it's like cattle with how fast it goes.
I had, well, I actually did some packet inspection outside my firewall.
Inspection?
Inspection. Did some, and I, all the packets.
You were being promiscuous, were you?
I was, and all the packets, wow. Phrasing.
You have to put your nick in a promiscuous mode.
I know, but all the packets had a higher QoS than everybody else in my neighborhood, so that's why I get better throughput.
Nice.
Even during the...
Oh, so business class is just essentially they're crossing it?
Yeah.
Nice.
At a higher level, so.
Nice.
Exactly. I don't mind.
Nice. See, we talk about technical stuff sometimes.
We should discuss the difference between quasing and clausing.
Completely different. One's a high priority, one's high destruction. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to kind of get there.
I had some random spending.
What did you random spend on?
I had to rebuy my 6-port charger from Anchor because I left it in Montana after going and helping my mom move.
Did you leave it in the house?
I left it at the hotel we stayed at, I think.
Oh, man. And
they fell out of my car.
They could ship it to you.
Or it fell out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't find it?
Or
somebody is going... I'm not telling him I have it.
But I figured out, I actually, when I figured out that I lost it was the morning of my flight to San Jose. And I was able to, at the SeaTac airport, order.
Oh, yeah? And have it delivered to San Jose?
And it delivered to a locker down the street from my hotel in
Same
San
day?
Jose. Same day.
Oh, see, the internet is just so cool.
Exactly. I was like, this is, and they put it in an Amazon locker and it was down at 7-Eleven down the street.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, this is too cool.
Amazon same day is just the best.
Yep.
It is. If you don't have to pay the extra
fee for it.
Yeah.
I'm noticing if you buy at least $35 worth of stuff, they'll give you same day.
Yeah, it just depends on what it is that you're buying. Yeah. And then there's the new service, which I've not used yet.
Prime Now.
The Prime Now.
Yes. I almost ordered
Optimus
dinner.
Prime Now.
I almost ordered dinner the other night.
Autobots.
Prime Now.
Are you serious?
Because they have restaurant delivery in the Seattle areas on Prime Now.
So when I was in Reading, which is just outside of the Londons in the UK, they have a really cool service and something related to a kangaroo. But all these bikers in this main restaurant area, so Reading is really cool in the fact that they've got this really kind of old school, you know, traditional UK type town square area that's, you know, older and they've got all sorts of stuff there. But then you go behind the mall, the shopping mall that's there, and they've got this whole modern, you know, on the river kind of setup with all these really cool restaurants. Wagamama is there, there's a Jamie Oliver restaurant and a bunch of other stuff there. But they have these bicycle delivery people, and there was at least 30 of these bicycle delivery people
waiting for orders.
You just see them everywhere.
Wow.
So apparently it's kind of a big thing.
Kind of
there.
A big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. So I don't know. I just don't know. What is the overhead? Is it like another 10% or 20% to order dinner from there?
I can't remember what the extra over the top fees, but then they had like $10 off right now, which basically took care of the fees and actually knocked some money off the meal.
Oh, well, there you go.
So. But they had
not. So you actually ordered dinner from Prime Now?
I didn't actually order it because by the time I was like, you know, I'm going to pull the trigger on this, it's like, oh, restaurant closed. Oops. Forgot to eat. Oh.
Kevin Hoyle, Deliveroo. Yes, saw a bunch of those in Paris. That's exactly who it is, Deliveroo.
Okay. I actually have something to say.
Okay, say it then.
Why have we not had an online game recently amongst us? And anyone else who wants to join us?
Because it's...
Why?
Because every time he wants to play, it's a freaking weeknight.
Yeah, I know. Like, we need to do something, guys.
Yes, we do.
But the problem is weeknights... Okay, fine. We can do...
Like, you're solo this weekend.
I'm solo this weekend, yes.
We could do a game tonight on Friday?
Yeah, sure.
You could?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you up for a game on Friday?
I may have a date.
All right, then.
Next topic.
Next topic. Did I random spend? I bought more. Okay,
you're buying boat stuff now.
But boat, not just boat stuff. But I have a battery issue
for your boat.
No,
for your phone.
The phone battery issue.
The external batteries.
Yes,
they're on sale right now.
Oh, 13,000. I know. Here's the problem. I don't know if you noticed this problem. Your cable's disappearing.
Yeah.
Phone's not being charged when kids are out.
Right.
Major problem. And I personally believe that just like, I don't know, when you were growing up, if it was a thing that you had to keep a quarter with you to make an emergency phone call or whatever it is, I'm ready to strangle them. We've got like 19 freaking external batteries around the house.
And they're not taking them?
Number one, they don't take them. And number two, they're never freaking charged.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, when are you guys using them? Well, when I'm home. When you're home, you don't need to use a freaking battery. You can plug it into the wall. Well, it's not easy to get to.
Nice. Currently, they have a 13,000 milliamp hour anchor that is a nice small version and light version available.
Yeah.
As one of the deals.
It's $14.99. For?
I've got mine on with me at all times.
This is there.
But I've been seriously frustrated at the whole situation of the external battery. So I think I'm just going to say, you know what? New rule, must carry fully charged battery at all times.
Or?
Lose your phone privilege.
Oh. So how do you validate this? That they actually have it?
Random inspection.
Random?
Mm-hmm.
You will be subject to random inspections
yep.
of your phone battery life before mm-hmm. leaving the house or when you come back.
Or when you come back.
Nice.
Yep. I don't want to hear, oh, my phone died again.
Wow.
You know?
I luckily have not had that so far.
Yeah.
With my kids. It's been good. It's very good. It's
a
slow show today, man. We're going through topics. Well, boom, 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 boom.
Well,
it's crazy.
There's only like 23 minutes left of the show.
Oh, yeah?
So, wow. Yeah. We're going through topics. Oh, sorry, 18 minutes. There you go. It is hard. There's
hard.
A reason why I don't do it. Math is very difficult for me. Now let's get to the most important segment of the show.
Sorry.
I don't even see Ludwig in the
room.
There he is. He's there.
Yeah,
he's there. So Ludwig, we'll be back to you shortly. But right now we're going to open a couple of these. And let's talk about beer. So
beer festival?
So let me go back real quick and tie off what I teased at the top of the show.
American beer in London.
American beer in London.
It's like the American Werewolf in London.
Or yes, but different. Not as hairy.
Hairy beer.
We almost lost Jay Shock there.
I almost got a face full of
lemonade.
Vitamin water.
Vitamin water.
It's not just the American craft beer movement. It's the craft beer movement in general that's happening there, and it's happening big time. What they're doing is they're actually combining the old school, you know, British way of making their ales and beer
in a bucket,
and you know with the beer engines
and
the traditional British ales.
Yes,
they're making them with American ingredients.
Ooh,
and it's actually churning out really, really well. I had a number of amazing beer. One which I believe it's the Brighton Brewing Company. It's somebody in Brighton. Robert Palmer, the artist, Simply Irresistible, right? His son is the head brewer of this brewery in Brighton. And I want to say it is a Brighton Brewing Company, but I could be completely wrong on this.
The BBC.
But not those. Anyway. Their beers were just incredible. I mean, on par with any of the craft beer I've had in the States. It was really good.
It sounded like you said any of the crap beer. Craft beer.
No, craft beer.
Craft beer.
Craft. Craft. So, yeah. The fun part was with my British friends, having them sample IPAs and watching their face.
Ooh.
And then also some stouts and porters.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we don't drink these. The only thing we get close to this is a Guinness. And it's like, oh, this is different. No, these are real beers.
Yeah.
I'm like, what you're supposed to be tasting here is this, 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 and this. And they're just like, God. To which I just sit and laugh. And I'm like, then I'll have all these tasters all to myself.
Nice.
So yes, there's that. And then I came home.
And it was Beer Fest.
And it was Father's Day.
Father's Day Beer Fest.
Oh my gosh.
It was fun.
Yes, it was amazing.
For those who don't know, there's a big beer festival that goes on in Washington State inside of Marymore Park. $25 if you're ahead of time to be able to get your ticket to get in, or $30 if you're late, like I was. Sunny day, find the shade, set up the chairs, and then go and force your kids to go stand in line to get the food for 45 minutes while we go off and sample beer at different locations and different styles and things like that. Very, very fun time. Lots of breweries, lots of tries. My favorite? I would have to say it was actually just one of my friend's Counterbalance Brewing. It's probably one of my favorites.
I liked
their Session IPA.
I liked that there was a different Session IPA, and I forget the name of the brewery, and I don't know why, because I went there four different times.
Was the one right next to Counterbalance?
No, it was the one. It was the one kind of closer to where we had our chairs set up.
Oh, yeah?
It's the one where they gave me the quadruple IPA
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh. And another one.
That stout.
No. Oh yes. Oh, the rye stout was good.
That was fantastic.
That was a gold medal winner. And there was one that I just love the name. Brewery was called Slippery Pig.
Yep.
And I asked why it was called Slippery Pig, and apparently his wife said that is where I allowed him to start making beer by the farm because I didn't want the stinky stuff inside my house. And so he calls brewery Stinky, not Stinky Pig, Slippery Pig.
Yeah.
And they had a rhubarb ale, a rhubarb IPA.
That's what I thought, J-Shock, with the look at it.
It
was actually kind of good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with that.
I did like the T-shirt. From FN Brewery.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's FN.
Where is my FN beer?
Yeah. Foxtrot Nancy. Yeah. Yeah. Where's my FN beer? That was pretty good. Also had a coffee brown ale, which was really good. And that was from one of the Snoqualmie breweries, I believe. Just as many of the beers that we had that we liked, there were just as many that. Have we become beer snobs?
No, it's just a part of the joy, right? The fact you can actually go and try all these different types. The most unique one that I think I tried from a marketing perspective was the Barbie doll Randall.
So you posted a picture of this on your Twitter, right?
Did you see that that I posted?
I did not see
So that. A Randall device is basically a water filter with no filter in it that you then go and you put fruit inside of, and then you pass the beer through it before it comes out the tap. And just for show, the Snoqualmie Brewery had a Barbie doll pieces inside of the rainbow.
So it's like there's Barbie doll heads, there's
heads
legs, arms,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And it was for their summertime blonde ale.
Right, yeah. So it was a blonde ale. Get it, blonde ale, and the Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Mr. Blacksway is saying he can't see rhubarb actually working with beer. I mean, think about it. You have to have a bitters.
Yeah.
And rhubarb is
bitter.
It's
a bitter, yep.
And it works.
Absolutely. There's also the key lime beer.
I didn't like that one.
Well, it had no key lime.
I know.
This is the frustrating thing, and I guess maybe it's because we have focused so much on making our beer good and drinkable. Now
that sounds snobbish, the way we're talking.
I know it sounds snobbish, but the reality is
that... We focus on quality.
That's right.
You're
but
IT
these
people
are
we
like...
a certain level of standards.
Hey, we're going to go to this festival with 10,000 freaking people and serve crap beer. Like garbage.
I think it's almost because...
I don't understand. I mean, anybody with taste buds would realize that this just... No.
Are you sure about
it's
that?
It's bad.
Are you sure about that?
No, but I would hope so.
Knowing I have part of a half rack of Bud Light in my fridge because several people in my life like Bud Light.
Again, when you're, I don't know. Have we ever gone with a beer that's been tentative and served it to people?
No.
Because if it's ever really tentative, it usually gets dumped.
The worst I think was actually one of our friends that brewed an IPA that tasted like sweaty sweat socks.
Yeah.
Something had gone very wrong
with
that beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very wrong with that
beer.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think just the nature of, and Jen Secret says here, being a good host. Just being a good host means you don't do that to people.
Yeah, really.
And maybe, look, I understand that it's the big thing here right now, particularly in Washington State. In Washington State, I'm biased, but the Pacific Northwest, given the proximity to 85% of the world hop population, tends to have a lot of good brewing going on.
Yeah.
Between Washington and Portland and Odyssey Schwitty beer. we've got good beer here. There really should be no excuse for serving bad beer, unless you're doing something that's experimental.
Experimental,
like a key lime beer. Okay, it didn't work, but we tried it and we want to show it off. It may not have been there because it didn't have the key lime, and that's what you were expecting when you got it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, was it like Schwetti stock beer? Or no, it wasn't. It was just like, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Very similar to that pineapple wit beer that we tried, which I was like, I get too much banana. Which
bananas is
bananas a bad thing when you're brewing beer, because that usually, unless I don't know anybody, well, people who brew beer don't deliberately do banana beers,
right?
Because that just means things went wrong. Anyway, I'm done
making beer this Sunday.
I'm done.
Making beer this Sunday.
Yes.
We are going to attempt our first real IPA.
As
IPA drinkers.
Yes. Now, we have done one because Bruce does like his 900 pounds of hops IPA. But we don't have one of our own. And so.
Trying a new recipe out.
Yeah. Very citrusy type of hops with some Amarillo, I think. I just don't know where to put the Amarillo in, if we dry hop it, if it should go in the boil to get the spiciness. But we got to figure that out.
Ultimately, it's going to be a let's do some research, probably some taste tests perhaps today, tomorrow, something like that. And then we have to go buy the ingredients today. So we have time to be able to do it, but only a smaller 5 batch. So it'll be a quick one.
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we get the 2-row?
Yes, we have a 50-pound bag of grain arriving for Sunday.
Excellent.
So that solves that part.
All right, Lidwick can listen to the show again. We're done. We're done. Is that all? Beer money?
We did random spending.
We did random spending.
Beer talk.
Beer talk.
We can talk more about beer.
Or nice. Can talk more spending or talk.
I don't know. How did we finish the show so quickly?
So
probably because we didn't go on a tangent at the beginning of the show.
I'm moving today.
I'm sorry?
We were talking about work again. I'm moving today.
Your office is moving.
My office is moving. I've got to pack up my office, and then at 5 o'clock, they start moving the boxes. There is absolutely...
So wait a minute. You're moving at 5 o'clock today, and you haven't even started packing your office?
No, I haven't started packing my office yet. But I didn't unpack that much from when I moved over in January. So a lot of my stuff is already still in boxes.
Yeah. Do they move your couch for you, or do you have to move that?
They move the couch. I put a sticker on the couch, and it magically appears in the new area. It looks as though I'll be getting a window once again, which is nice, because I have enough
seniority.
Do you
have to share the office?
I do not have to share the office.
Nice.
And 2 doors away, I have access to the 5th floor balcony, which is nice.
Oh.
The 5th floor balcony. So not in the basement with your red stapler.
Not in the basement with the red stapler. I get the 5th floor balcony, which is nice.
So you can get some place to go and jump.
But apparently the building that we're moving into is rumored to be haunted.
Ooh.
On the 5th floor by people that have jumped.
Well, there you go.
Undocumented. No one's documented this or not.
Hey, we've got to remain on our best behavior. At CH9 has joined.
Okay. Make sure.
Yeah.
So
Nerd Pile is here too. Sorry, Ned. Didn't see you. Good to see you, sir.
But we are...
I like my t-shirt.
We're going to be moving up. Get to have a new configuration of my desk, a new configuration of everything else.
And are you getting the new desks? Have you seen the new ones?
No, I have not.
The new desks, the rectangle desks are a little bit longer, and almost all of them have stand-up sit-down.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, nice. But you've got an ergo, so yours is going with you.
I've got an ergo. I don't sit.
Yeah, yours is going with you.
Yeah, but... The standing ergo, I mean, the one you're talking about, you have a corner ergo.
Yeah.
These new ones are these longer ones that are actually a lot
if I have, my problem is if I have surface area, have you seen my area right now?
Yes, I know.
Stuff is there.
Stuff
it's
just
more
magically appears.
Ability for me to drop things. So yeah. I much prefer to have minimal stuff on my desk to be able to make it easier. Cortana just kicked in and did the interpretation. Best behavior at each night is doing okay picture. That's what it just
is. That what she just thought,
she just
said? You said
interpretive.
Okay.
There.
All right.
Hell,
it's that's just what came up.
Okay.
Just what came up.
Let's see. I had something that I was going to talk about.
What are you working on next week?
What am I working on?
We could have a new segment. Instead of From the Trenches, we could say, I don't know.
What are we doing? I have no idea. I really have no idea.
I'll say this.
Say it.
In MSIT world, it's been a quiet week this week. We're in change
freeze. Oh, you just killed yourself.
Because of the fiscal year end.
Yep.
Oh, you're in change freeze?
Yeah, we're in change freeze.
Nothing can happen because of fiscal year end.
So we're doing a whole bunch of reporting, a whole bunch of prepping for next fiscal year, but we're in change freeze window Yeah, we're doing POC work. We're doing pre-production work. Nice. But nothing can be done in production.
We just so you know, I sent you a meeting request, Mr. Joey. We have a meeting with the Channel 9 folks about the future of the show.
They're already reevaluating us again.
Yeah.
So didn't it just happen?
Apparently, this is a yearly thing we have to do.
We do it more than yearly for this show.
I know.
I think we're being singled out.
So the troublemakers.
Yeah, we're going to have to review this show. Well, hopefully people listen to this show and comment nice things.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Because it's the people. It's not about us doing it.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Patch and Switch and at Channel 9. Or CH9.
At CH9.
Nice.
It's all right. You know what? It's okay. It happens.
Yeah.
We can talk about the show in the future, right?
Yeah. Someone actually...
I just said every show is a review for you guys.
We have to do a... They actually asked us if we would talk to some other people that want to do a show format like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that message.
They've elected not to take our advice for some reason at this point in time.
Well,
but, you know, we were at a meeting yesterday, and people were coming up and talking about what makes a good show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're asking us?
Wait, you've listened to our show, yeah. Right? You know about this. They're like, we want to do a higher production quality show like yours. And I went,
did you
okay.
See the picture of our camera gear?
Have you seen it? Have you seen the picture of our breaker boxes in the back wall?
Yeah.
We should name this next show that's up and coming in a fortnight's time. Are we going to run into the holiday issue? No, we're not. We will be past the holiday.
We're bypassing that.
We will be bypassing the holiday.
The show. Oh, we're missing Canada's birthday.
Yeah, sorry.
Friday one, eh?
But close to yours, yeah.
Well, and yours.
Yeah,
all the cancer babies are coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm July 6th, in case anyone wants to send a birthday card.
Yeah.
July 6th.
July 14th.
To care of Rick Claus, Microsoft.com.
Oh, goodness gracious. Are we really going there?
No,
I name the show? I can name the show with things that is just too early, just too soon.
Okay.
One of the words in the chat room right now is yes. Oddities, alligator.
Right.
Brexit. I don't think we should use Brexit, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's just too much. There's so much negativity in my Facebook.
It just angers me, man.
I understand, but like, we just need happiness.
Yeah, totally.
If you're going to do social media, turn off the social media unless you're doing social media around something fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like barbecues, the show, beer. Other radio shows with good DJs even dodgy DJs like me.
So I'm thinking alligator, Brexit, Trump?
Okay, no. No.
Yeah, that's all just...
We need three work safe words. Anybody else in the chat room? I know Oddity's going nuts over here.
You only get one word, Oddity.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Oh, buffering.
Yeah, we'll do buffering.
Buffering is
because we were buffering earlier. Oddity buffering.
Buffering.
Let's see. No, not three in a row, Kevin Hoyle. We do three in total.
Yes.
Three in total.
Hey, I bet you Derek Billingsley, come on, man. Shoot out a word.
Yeah, new guy.
New guy. FNG.
FNG.
No.
Where's Derek?
No.
He's probably not listening to us anymore.
He was supposed to bring beer, and I think once that request came in,
he
just left.
Off.
Yeah. I think he just Rotful? Left. Rotful? All right, well, you know what? The band is here.
Is
and they're
time?
Ready to play. Yeah, it's time. See, as I mentioned, what happens when you pay them? They show up on time and they actually do their job.
You guys are good.
Thank you.
So that does it again for another episode of the Patch and Switch Show. We'll come up with the third word by ourselves. Big thank you to everybody who tuned in, including Oddity, Vizio MVP, Kevin Hoyle, Super Tech Boy, AZ Growler Guy, Mr. Black Suede, TE Cable Guy, Ledwig, New Guy Derek Billingsley, Kowski, IT Prayer, Nerd Pile. Hi, Ned. MKEO77, who's not paying attention because it is on a conference call deploying AAD.
Apparently
premium.
Got it working.
Gen Secret. And everybody else. Oddity, if I didn't mention you. Kevin Hoyle. That does it for us.
We're still missing a word.
We'll figure it out. Until then, have a weekend, everybody.